warm Schokolade.
While millions gather in Karbala to mark the day of Arbaeen, a few people mark the day in Oslo with quite an acclimatized style.
It's very cold here, it's Oslo, and it is, I think, it feels like minus 5. What we're doing is that we are handing out free cups of hot chocolate to people.
Stands were set up in two key locations of the city, in the center and the east end. They got their inspiration from an Arizona-based group who came up with the idea of water for Ashura.
Actually, it's the first time here in Oslo. Yes, mashallah. I didn't believe that it's going to be so great. We have talked with a lot of people here, and a lot of people didn't know about Shia Islam. Now they know about it. There is since Ya Hussein, and some text in Norwegian about what he stood for. It's black with a text also about more detailed information about what happened.
From designing the printing material, to getting it printed, to setting up the tents, and preparation of the hot drinks. It was a truly coordinated teamwork of several weeks before the project was realized.
I'm sure that Ahlul Bayt was standing with us, and they are the one who just, I feel like they're standing with us right now.
We have a sister that will show you how to make chocolate.
We use milk powder and water. It's for our brain, Imam Hussein. We mix it up with chocolate, hot chocolate, and sugar. It's a very nice feeling because when you're standing here doing this, I just remember how Radia didn't get milk. I remember how Ruqayya was thirsty and how Sayyida Sukaina was thirsty, and here we prepare milk and we give to people in this cold, and they lived when it was like it was very warm there and didn't get water. So and I'm really happy that people, when they drink those drinks, they think like, why did we get this? And they read these tickets or these flyers and get, I hope they'll get our what we're trying to tell them. I really hope so.
After our Prophet, peace be upon him, died, unfortunately, bad people took over power in the Muslim world. They started to oppress people in the name of Islam. Unfortunately, we still see that today, that this happens.
I just want to make the people know about Imam Hussein and the Arba'een, and let people know everything about him, because it's something that is wrong that people think about Imam Hussein, and we don't want that to happen.
No, we are here to spread the word of Imam Hussein, to tell everybody what Islam is and what Imam Hussein did. And we want to just not spread this to our Sunni brothers and other brothers. We want to spread this to the Norwegian people so they know about Islam.
What I think is the most important message about Imam Hussein to non-Muslims is his race against injustice. It's that he stood up against injustice, and he has a very famous sentence where he says that if you are not a believer, at least be a free man. And that is something about Imam Hussein that inspires me, and for me today I think his message is to take side on what is justice, and that it's not necessarily a person who is dressed in the religious clothing that is the just person. He can be an antichrist.
So Imam Hussein, he gave everything for the values of Islam, the values of humanity, and today we are facing the same thing, that people, they come in the Islam's name and they spread extremism, they spread terrorism, they spread bad things, bad values that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran didn't came with. We need our Imam Hussein today also. But if you want to search to the right Islam, to the right face of Islam, turn to Imam Hussein.
We live here in Norway. We couldn't reach, we couldn't be among those millions of pilgrims. But we want to say also from here that we follow the message of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the message of justice. Imam Hussein did teach us love, did teach us peace and every that, but also he teach us a very important lesson. Yazid, he had this huge power with the army and everything, but still the courage was there. The brave heart Imam Hussein had the courage to say, even if we are few, we don't have to be afraid of the superpower.
The legacy of Imam Hussein is flourishing year by year everywhere around the world. His message has reached places like Norway, once considered remote and foreign to Muslims. But Muslims have now become part of the Norwegian society and culture, and so has Arbaeen.